Section 5. Making best use of language. Develop the complete package to convey your message. You have various ways to express the content of your communication. Use the complete spectrum to convey your message effectively. Choose appropriate words, style, layout, diagrams and images, and the right combination of these components. Find the right vocabulary. Words can be very powerful. Look for the words that best convey your message. Sounds easy, but remember, there are people working in communication agencies that make a living out of finding those verbal gems and developing the right vocabulary. Be clear and convincing. Find words that fit. Identify those terms that capture the essence of your message. Use vocabulary that is to the point. Be selective in your choice of words, and get rid of words that do not help convey your message. Tailor your headlines. People are more likely to read your summary or conclusions if they feel they are relevant to them. Consider how you might increase the readership of various parts of your documents using the examples given. Business people might want a business summary. Executives might prefer an executive summary, and marketers a marketing summary. For physicians, a clinical summary seems more relevant than just a summary. Use your recipient's vocabulary and speak your audience's language. Evoke an emotional response. There are words that have a subtle, invisible pull, similar to the attraction a magnet exerts on iron. These are words that evoke the imagination, promise a benefit, inspire, reassure, or trigger certain emotional reactions. Words such as happy, pill, slim, love, weekend, beauty, bonus, hair, skin, or discover are all words with invisible pull. Evoke imagination if the evidence supports it. Look for words that create a mental picture and that help you convey your message persuasively. You may sharpen awareness for the disease and its treatment, but it would be unethical to attempt to create unnecessary demand. Be sure to adhere to the codes of practice. Journalists frequently use terms in the media where two well-known drugs for erectile dysfunction referred to as the love pill and the weekend pill. Capture the imagination. The term proton pump inhibitor, used to describe a top-selling drug for treatment of the gastrointestinal ulcers, whilst scientifically accurate, was changed to acid pump inhibitor for a good reason. Most prescribing physicians are unlikely to have a clue what a proton pump is. On the other hand, they can well imagine that an acid pump is a pump producing acid in the gastrointestinal tract. Learn the magic words. There are buzzwords or expressions that promise a benefit and have been shown to increase response in direct mail campaigns. Pick the ones you feel comfortable with and use them in your promotional activities. This takes time and effort. Use these words only if scientific evidence supports their use. Magic words include benefit, value, advantage, free, health, know-how, success, result, to win, and to lead. They all imply a benefit. Establish a trial vocabulary. One of the most valuable global brands is Coca-Cola. The company headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, has issued clear directives about the word to use in all promotional activities, the brand vocabulary. Developing a consistent brand vocabulary reduces the risk of people employing a confusing and diffuse range of words or expressions to convey the brand message. The exact set of words you use in the promotional material for pharmaceutical products is, of course, limited by national or international regulations. Narrow the key words down to a list of approximately 10 to 15. Using this common vocabulary will ensure a consistent terminology in all your promotional activities, including the messages conveyed by your sales force and your public relations department. Check your brand vocabulary. You need to ensure that your trial vocabulary and your brand vocabulary share common words. A common vocabulary will increase the consistency and therefore the impact of your communication. Build a vocabulary for the press. Which words and phrases do you want the journalists to use when they cover your product in the media? Remember to check with your regulatory department which wording you may use. Be sure to adhere to the code of practice. Avoid loaded words. People are particularly turned off by words with negative implications, such as problematic and difficult, because they have enough problems and difficulties on their own. Mistake often implies that somebody is to blame, which is seldom helpful. And never use condescending terms for your study, product, or market. Beware of arrogance. Statements that exude too much confidence or pride can be damaging. Your prospects do not expect you to undersell yourselves, but statements that could be interpreted as vain, self-important, or arrogant will certainly turn them off. Statements such as, "Our company is very proud to offer you the latest product," may be showing too much self-confidence, which may hurt you. Avoid cliches. Certain catchy phrases or terms have been overused and become cliched. The trouble with corporate jargon is that people don't believe or understand it. Use buzzwords selectively and with care. Avoid cliches and jargon. Cliches such as strategic initiative, striving for excellence, dedicated to excellence, customer orientation, living our vision, and achieving our mission should all be carefully used. Beware of jargon. Imagine that your listeners are playing a fictional game using the bingo template, aiming at forming a line of four spoken words. How quickly will they get a full house based on the jargon you've used in your marketing activities, with words such as synergy, proactive, assets, benchmark, strategic fit, win-win, dynamic, value-added, client focus, best practice, and so on? You may want to prune your vocabulary. Plan an inner logic in your text. Write your text so they create attention and stimulate the reader to continue reading. The following sections give examples of this. Which method do you prefer? Ask a question and then give the answer. Devise your questions in a way that allows you to offer the answers you want the readers to take away with them. Describe a problem and then explain why your study or product provides a solution. The past and present is a similar technique to problems and solutions. In this case, you emphasize the dimension of time and describe how therapy has developed from a gloomy past to a bright present, highlighting your product appropriately. A dramatic problem needs a convincing solution, Examplex. For example, a problem could be, "Diabetes is with your patients all day, every day." And as a solution, "Now there's an insulin that can work just as long. Examplex provides 24-hour coverage with just one administration." Remember Zarathustra. The advice given by Zarathustra about 3,000 years ago is still relevant today. It applies both to spoken and to written communication. Speak the truth, but speak it pleasantly. Do not speak an unpleasant truth, and never utter a pleasant untruth. Beware of hidden connotations. There are some words that have a hidden or implicit meaning, often sexual or negative. Sometimes this hidden meaning is detectable only when the word is spoken or slightly mispronounced. Make sure you check with native speakers whenever you are delivering a message in a language other than your own. Use positive language. You can often describe a situation with negative or with positive words. Improve your vocabulary. Choose uplifting words with a positive meaning, an optimistic connotation, and an agreeable implication. To your readers, "do" is far more powerful than "don't." Accentuate the positive and keep a fair balance. Make a conscious effort to replace negative words. This does not mean that all your words should be cheerful, rosy, or sugar-coated. Check back with your medical department on a regular basis. Ask your medical colleagues for a copy of the draft version of the trial report or the manuscript of a planned article before they start the final approval process. They are unlikely to offer these documents without prompting, therefore please ask them. Don't be afraid to suggest subtle changes in grammar and vocabulary in the summary or conclusion sections. Shorten sentences so they're easier for journalists to quote. Check if you can insert words like "value" or "benefit" when appropriate. Check if you can replace any negative words with words that have more positive meaning. The US government were looking for an optimistic title for their new campaign advocating health improvement among senior citizens. Instead of saying "fighting disease in old age," they chose the encouraging title, "staying healthy at 50 plus." Avoid using expressions such as "an old drug." Call it "established" or "well known." Aspirin may be old, but can be considered a modern classic. Replace negative words with positive ones. Problems turn into challenges. If you have a really big problem, how about a fascinating problem? Edit your text and look for the positive. People might call your trial results negative or disappointing. You should call them informative, instructive, or insightful. Eliminate the negative. Avoid words that contain a root word with negative implication. For example, "unmistakable" contains the word "mistake." "Inimitable" contains the word "imitate," and "matchless" contains the word "less." Use words that are direct and straightforward. A unique trial, a distinct advantage, the one product that, and so on. The sentence "it is unquestionable that" contains the word "question." You can express it more directly by stating it is well accepted that "you misunderstood me" implies a lack of understanding from the other person and may sound abrasive. The sentence "let me explain" sounds more polite and welcoming. The other person will then be more receptive to your statements. Survival sounds better than mortality. You may want to remove "example X reduces mortality" to "example X prolongs survival" or "example X improves survival." Tolerability sounds less threatening than side effects, so you may want to move from side effect profile to tolerability profile. And benefit sounds more positive than risk reduction. However, it is also less specific, so in this instance you may wish to stick with the more specific term risk reduction. An option is using benefit in the title and creating a subtitle mentioning risk reduction. Be affirmative. Avoid statements that contain negatives or denials. Use affirmative, direct, and straightforward statements instead. Thus, "our product is not contaminated" becomes "our product is pure." Always choose concision. Move from long to short terms and phrases. Always choose the more concise version. This will shorten your whole text, which makes it faster to read. For example, "at all times" would become "always." "By means of" becomes "by." "In case of" becomes "if." And "in order to" becomes "to." Emphasize the benefits. It is clear that you must communicate the appropriate risk-benefit ratio of your product. The following chapters give suggestions on how to use words that will make your communication more effective. Phrase your messages from the customer's standpoint, not from the company's point of view. The customer is not interested in what you do, but in how she or he will benefit. Thus, "we will send you a free book" becomes "you will receive a free book." "We will mail you the patient brochures" becomes "you can offer patient brochures to your patients." Find alternatives to prove. The term "prove" may be used correctly in the context of mathematics or of logic, but not in describing the conclusions of a clinical trial. There is always a certain probability of error. If this risk of error is estimated to be below 5%, the conclusion is usually referred to as statistically significant. Avoid potential legal problems and replace "prove" with other terms, such as "validate," "document," "confirm," "highlight," "support," "emphasize," or "underline." Replace "difference." When you use the term "difference," your listener or reader does not know the direction of the change. Even if you use "increase" or "decrease," you will need additional words in order to make it clear whether you are talking about a beneficial or detrimental effect, a favorable or unfavorable outcome. You may therefore prefer the word "improvement" if the context allows. The listener or reader will then know instantly that you are talking about a benefit. Use the active voice. Grammar does matter. You can increase the impact of your statements by changing from the passive to the active voice. The product plays an active part. The product performs or achieves something. So the statement "a 20% increase in survival rates was observed in the ExampleX group" becomes the more memorable statement "ExampleX improved survival by 20%. Edit your scientific texts. Sometimes you'll need to edit and revise the original scientific texts in order to make the text in your materials clearer and shorter. Discuss the suggested changes with the principal investigators, the authors of the publication, and your medical colleagues. Get their agreement. If they say, "basically this is the same as what I had written," then you know you've done a good job. Convert blind headlines. Headlines are blind when they fail to add value, to mention an advantage, or to announce a benefit. Instead of using a blind headline, let the light in. Always use an appropriate, interesting headline for your text, one that promises to add value, mentions an advantage, or announces a benefit. Sir David Ogilvy, a guru among advertisers, was known to test as many as 16 versions of headlines to find the most effective. Have a look at the headlines of your past folders, advertisements, or press releases. Can you improve on them in the future? Insert pertinent subheadings. How can you change a descriptive title into one that promises a benefit? Using a new subtitle or subheading gives the pertinent information and guides the reader. Alternatively, you can also use subheadings to pique the reader's curiosity. Post your vocabulary. Make your brand and trial vocabulary very visible. Tape your brand dictionary to your computer screen or write it in large letters on flip chart paper and attach it to the wall of your office. Think of ways to constantly remind yourself and other people of the right words.